The VIP campaign rolls on, Compton. Sure does.
Big Brother VIP. I have been waiting for this.
We could find out this week either way. I just don't know.
I've got a good feeling that you're a serious contender for Big Brother VIP, Gaundy.
Well, we've been running the campaign. We've been chatting to current housemates in the Big Brother house. And I've been looking forward to this chat because Marley joins us right now. Morning, Marley.
Hello, hello. Good morning, guys. How are you?
So good, buddy. How are you going?
I'm going fabulous, thank you. Going great.
Got to say, you've been dominating the house, man. We've been watching the episodes, killing it in there. And of late, you've been awarded the Idol. So that's basically power in the house. Take a listen to this moment from the show.
Marley, you now hold the eye. Please step forward and take it with you.
Thank you, guys.
At any point when nominated over the next two evictions, you can play the eye before the votes are read, and any votes cast for you will not be counted.
Oh, it's big. Good to have that power, isn't it, mate?
How does that feel?
Oh, mate. Especially at this point in the game, you know what I mean? Being so close to the end, having an advantage, any advantage at all, but having an advantage like this is just a game changer, honestly. So, yeah, I'm over the moon at this point, absolutely.
Does it put a target on your back, though, because you have this power?
Good question. I mean, it could be used as an excuse, kind of, to see me as a threat and want to put me up, maybe while I have the eye or even afterwards. But honestly, I think anybody in the house would be silly not to want this advantage. And everyone understands that it's keen, it's huge at this point. So I think everyone kind of just respects the game at this point and understands it's just an awesome thing to grab a hold of, you know what I mean?
I really think you're going to be top three, Marley. I do feel that. Have you already started spending the cash in your head if you do win? Like, be hard not to do, right?
No, I most definitely haven't. Only time will tell. I guess we'll see how we go, but it would be an amazing amount of money. It would definitely change my life and my dad's life forever if I ever had a chance to win that, definitely.
Marley, there would be a lot of shenanigans that happen in the Big Brother house that we don't get to see on the TV show because you can only squeeze a certain amount of stuff into what's aired. What's something that you're surprised at that hasn't kind of come to light? Is there anything that sticks out?
Oh, that's a great question. Yeah, I think there's a lot to me. I think a lot of the amazing relationships and friendships that are held in the house isn't always kind of portrayed and highlighted within, you know, what makes it to air. And I think for the most part, there's been a lot of relationships in that regard, especially a lot with mine. I mean, mine with Tilly early on wasn't really shown. So it's kind of interesting seeing, you know, us grow a little more in the show. But yeah, I would say that's the biggest thing to me is just these little relationships that hadn't really been highlighted. But I mean, maybe that's just not the most interesting TV.
Well, I caught up with Michael, who was on the show, who'd been evicted. Yeah. We went on a little Big Brother date, and he was telling me he was doing things like stealing all the cutlery and hiding them under beds and doing all crazy stuff that didn't even make it to air.
Yeah, he's absolutely hilarious. And that was someone I was so close with that you didn't even really, you know, realize. And we did some funny stuff in the diary room. Michael was one of the biggest and funniest characters. I mean, he was hilarious, you know, and a lot of it didn't get shown. Yeah, it is a little
it sounds funny when you're like, we did some funny stuff in the diary room. Like, the mind boggles.
Yeah, that sounds a bit weird.
You get pretty bored in there, don't you, Marley? You're going to pass the time.
Yeah, look, hey, yeah, you know what I mean, guys? What can you do? You're stuck in a house for this long, I mean.
That's it.
Do the days feel long or do they go quick in there?
Oh, do the days feel long? I honestly think one day in that house feels like 1 week.
Wow. Really?
Don't they keep you on the toes, man, the entire time, though? You're always thinking something's coming your way?
Well, look, that's what you think. Yeah, you do. You never know what's coming up, and that's kind of what kills you in that house. The anxiety just builds up within you. But there's also, you know, so much downtime, which you don't get to see. We're up, you know, having 18-hour days, and there's so much downtime of us just sitting there, chilling, trying not to fall asleep sometimes throughout the day. So, yeah, they're very lengthy days.
I just want to ask you about the car that you all jammed into, because that looked like hell, man. 5 hours in a tiny car. You're a tall dude. I don't think I could have done it. Why don't you just hop out and just cop the punishment?
Yeah, honestly, I was thinking about it and contemplating that so many times, especially as my tendonitis in my knees started burning up.
Oh,
I wanted to just get out of that car. It was terrible. Just
I'm not like claustrophobic, but that just looked like a punish.
Just being that close to other humans in general.
Yeah, the breath.
Yeah. No, I don't know what was worse, if it was the car or if it was that room that I was in for 6 hours listening to the same song over and over.
Oh, yes.
Hey, Marley, we are really trying to get Gaundy into Big Brother VIP. We think that he's a real contender. But here's the thing. He's a mad snorer. Now, do you reckon that the producers are going to steer away from him because of that? Or are they going to stick him in the mix just to really upset everybody?
You know what? They actually might stick you in the mix. That might actually give you a couple of brownie points there. We didn't have any huge snorers this season either, and that might be something that might rile up a couple other housemates in there if you do snore at night time. That's something that would definitely, you know.
Well, let me ask this question, Marley. Did you get asked that before going in and you said no?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah, look, I did. I did say no. Well, I don't snore, but.
Gaundy snoring, Marley, wait. Gaundy snoring sounds like if you can imagine a mammoth. Like a mammoth in the wild having a nana nap, that is what Gaundy sounds like.
Well, I did see on the season before you guys, Marley, the guy that snored got booted in the first day. So I do wonder if they're trying to avoid snorers or not.
I reckon it's going to work in your advantage. I really do.
Maybe I should just say no if they ask. But you got to be honest, don't you?
You do. You do have to be honest, because what are you going to do if you say no?
Well, we've said this now.
Start snoring like a mammoth.
Exactly.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. All right, Marley, thanks for the tips, man. Good luck.
Yeah.
Top three, we are gunning for you. And hopefully, I'd love to see you win this thing. You've played an amazing game. So thanks for joining us on the show this morning.
No, thank you, guys. It was an honor. Thank you so much, and have a lovely day, guys.
You too,
Marley,
mate.
From Big Brother on the air.